Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. You done drop back in at the spot right here, the place where the conversation is pointed. The guests are sharp and the responses are never dull. Okay? For my guests that remember that tagline, I'm going to send you a prize. It is something that I like to do, you know, just pick random winners for the day. You remember I sent you something, Marissa, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And it's lovely. I've worn it about two or three times already.
See, that's what I'm telling you. You don't get treated like sloppy seconds here. You don't, you're not messy. But you know what? Since we're talking about messy, we're going to talk to the queen of the cleanup. Oh, yes. Marissa Alexis Lewis owns a cleaning service. But we're not going to just talk about basic dusting and mopping. We're going to talk about cleaning up your mind, cleaning up your pocketbook, cleaning up the messes in your life.
Absolutely.
Because everybody is a hot mess right now. I ain't lying to you. Sometimes I'll be like, "Who?" I look in the mirror and say, "Who is that brain?" And it's me. So we want to welcome you to the edge. Marissa, let me tell you a little bit about her brain. She is the owner of a cleaning company. And didn't you used to do some paralegal work as well?
I did. I was a paralegal for 13 years.
You know, and she's got her own products, brains, right? That you clean them with?
Yes.
People are looking for that. They're looking for an alternative. We're going to talk about that. You're the mother of two?
Yes.
And quitting? What were we talking about that? The great resignation, people are not wanting to go back to work. Were we talking about that?
We talked about that. We talked about the people not wanting to go back to work. People, for whatever reason, you know, they want to stay at home. They want to be moms to their kids, or they just want to do their own thing.
Or they don't want to do a damn thing.
They don't want to do anything except collect money from whoever's giving it to them until it runs out. But that doesn't last forever, right?
And it's not a good look.
It's not a good look. So I continued pushing through even through that, competing with Target, who are, you know, is paying $24 an hour. You've got me as a cleaning service. We can't compete with that, but we can give you, you know, other things. I try to empower my cleaners to learn from working with me so that they can go start their own cleaning business.
Absolutely. You know, you gotta pour into other individuals. Marissa, mm-hmm. How did you get into this? Where was your humble beginnings with your business?
My humble beginning was in 1999, when I decided, okay, I had my first daughter. And I got sick and tired of not being able to go to the Christmas party at school and bring cupcakes for the class and the meet the teachers, because I was always working. And so I was looking for something that I could do, that I could work for myself and still be equally as involved in my child's life. And at that time, I only had one child. And so owning a cleaning company was one of them, because I knew I enjoyed coming home from work and having that, my house is clean and I didn't have to do it. The cleaner was here. I love that. And so Bay Area at that time, it was called Professional Housekeepers, was started. And it's been, you know, up and down ever since. I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly of entrepreneurship. I grew my cleaning service from one crew to two, and then ultimately to four. I now only have two cleaning crews, because that was by choice. I scaled back when my mom got sick in 2016.
Well, you know what? I just hired a new cleaning person, and she is the business. Ah. Shout out to Rosa. Let me tell you. And I was so glad, you know, at first, it's a first world problem, and it's a privilege to be able to have someone clean your house, brains, and I want you to know, and for them to want to clean your house and enjoy cleaning your house, because some folks is nasty.
Yes, They are. And what we've realized in this business is everybody has their own level of what they consider clean. The word clean is relative to the individual that you're speaking with, right?
Okay.
And so
Like the woman that's got five cats.
the woman that's got five cats and 10 dogs, and oh, it's not that bad. You just, you know, there's a little stuff that needs to be cleaned, and you get there and you're like, okay, this is very bad. However, you know, she's our client, and it's either we're going to do it or we're not. But when you do it, you give her 110% of your time, energy, and effort, and clean her house.
You clean her house and you clean it well. Now, and there's an art to cleaning the house. I want to talk to you about that in a minute. But I have a friend that is making money, and she is a forensic cleanser.
Yes,
Baby,
that's a big deal.
that's a big deal. And she is making money, but I don't know if I could go in after, seeing
Death.
something like that. But it's not about me. That's a job for people to do.
It's a job. Another big part of forensic cleaning now is those homeless villages where there people who that are homeless have set up camp in the middle of cities. Well, a lot of cities are not having that. They're calling forensic cleaners to come in because these people are living in the middle of Main Street, defecating there, doing all types of things there. Let people, cities are trying to clean that up. So that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, and it's biohazardous waste, brains.
That's right.
Cleaning up animal feces. Okay, because this is a situation too. A friend of mine's got a place trying to rent it, right? Everybody has these emotional support animals. Well, I get it, but if I say no pets, I want no pets. The pet is unfamiliar with the area. They're urinating, they're defecating, they're locked in, they're whining, they're crying, they're chewing. No pets.
No pets.
And when you go in, my cleaning lady was good. And I told her, I said, and look for any strange little hairs or anything like that. Let me know what's going on there, your eyes and your ears. There's a lot of stuff that you see when you clean up somebody's house.
A lot of things that you see. A
Tell me
lot of things.
some crazy stuff you see or your staff
Oh
is seeing.
gosh. Oh my gosh. We've seen so many things. We've seen a doctor that had a major drug problem and would leave his needles and his crap pipes all over the place. Well, a very prominent doctor in the area. Seen that. We've seen but we've had lots of housekeepers, not housekeepers, housewives who want us out by a certain time because they don't want their husbands to know that they hired help. That's a real thing. Oh, yes. They are stay-at-home moms, and you have to go in by a certain time and leave by a certain time because they don't even want the husband to have any idea that they didn't clean that house. So we have those. Oh, yeah, that's very common.
Shoot, that ain't my thing, because I would tell Mr. Magnificent, I need some money and leave her a tip.
We absolutely, yeah, because they're happy. A happy, a clean home is a happy home, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It is. And
It is.
you know what? If you pick up after yourself, because there was a time I was messy. I wasn't dirty, but I was messy. And I went to my cousin's house, and it was immaculate. Just, you wash a, you use a fork, you wash it right then and put it away. You never saw clutter on the counter and all that kind of stuff. But it just seemed so sterile that like she didn't live there. But I really kind of took note of that. I always clean and mop and all, but I get tired. There's a process to cleaning, and I was watching
There
Rosa
is.
and her team. You clean from the top down. A lot of
That's
times people
right.
want to vacuum first, but then you do the dusting. So tell us, you just really quickly, how to just clean up your house, and then we're gonna clean up our wallets and our minds.
Well, I always say we cleaning up our house we can incorporate cleaning our mind as well. Because you, for instance, right now I have a lot going on in my office. So once we're done with this podcast, I will not be able to function properly and do my actual work unless I take care of some things that are on my desk, right?
Right.
And put
Because
them
you
where they
can't make
belong.
money in clutter. You
No,
cannot, you don't have no room for it.
there's no room for it, right? So what we do with cleaning, when we go there, we assess the home. If it's a two-story, if it's a one-story, but cleaning always starts from the top to the bottom. So you're dusting, high dusting, And letting that dust settle down, then you're low dusting. Of course, someone's going to go to the bathrooms, but we always start either from the top of the house or from the back of the house if it's a one story. And then you work your way out to either the back door or the front door as a team, because we do crew cleaning. We never send one person by themselves. It's mm-hmm. always a team, because a team can be more effective. It's a safety issue for me. I've had cleaners like, I want to work by myself. I'm like, yes, you do want to work by yourself, but I feel better when you have another person there with you. It's less stress on your body, because cleaning is not an easy job.
Girl, I'm telling you, like I said, I gave her a big old tip. She got down on her hands and knees. She scrubbed. She got up on the kitchen counter and dusted in the back corner of the cabinets. She was amazing. She was amazing. And I said, there's really an art to that. And you better not bust a grape when you walk in there. You better sit there and just be just.
That's right. You
know. But the air is so much fresher, you know, and people, pets. Hear me when I say, from a person that has had over the years about 13 or 14 dogs, maybe mm-hmm. more than that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You know, your cat litter box is not supposed to be there in the living room. When you walk in, I see a bunch of cat shit.
Yeah, you know, absolutely not.
These odors that get in your carpets that you can't get out. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing she did was she cleaned those blinds. Did the windows. There's certain things you don't want to do. And the stove. Oh, the stove is so hard to clean. Do you have a recommendation for cleaning a glass top, electric stove top? When they splatter, somebody said you can put like vinegar and baking soda. I didn't want
to try it. That's one of the recommendations, especially if you're wanting to do it more of a natural way. I make a paste of baking soda and vinegar, and sometimes a little bit of lemon juice. You mix it till it's a little thick, and you paste it on there. Leave it for a couple of minutes, maybe about 30 minutes or so, and then you clean it with a warm water and a rag, and you just go through a circular motion, and it'll remove it. Another way to get rid of things that are on the stove is to actually turn the stove on like a medium low. And then, but that's a little risky. If a person is doing it themselves, you turn the stove on. If you have like that glass top and it's burnt on, turn it on, wait till it gets, that stuff will start warming up and melting. And then you take like a metal type scraper and just scrape it off. And
yeah, that's what she did. She used it. It looked like a razor blade almost with a little black head. Baby, she got that oven impeccably clean. That is something that I just don't like to do either.
Yeah, and that's one of the things in my ebook, 50 Tips and Tricks to a Clean Home. So you can find that ebook on my website, www.bayareacleaningpros.com.
Oh, you gotta say, wait, slow down. That's your calling card. Where your business card or something? Let me see. We're gonna put a picture of your business card there. But again, what is the name of the business?
The Bay Area Cleaning Professionals.
Bay Area Cleaning Professionals. Now, not only do you clean, but you have your own line of products. Where'd that come from?
Well, so my cleaning products, a lot of the cleaning products that that I use myself are things that I've kind of created on my own. I've never really marketed that, but the one product that I do market came during COVID. We had, during COVID, my husband still hung out with his friends. They played dominoes.
And I'm I would have been there. I played dominoes.
I'm like, you're not supposed to be gathering. I said, you're coming home. You're not supposed to be gathering. So I started looking up like different ingredients for natural sanitizing products. So one of the things that I came up with is that we started using fragrant oils with alcohol and some other natural things to create this air sanitizing spray. So it smells good. I compare it to Lysol, except it smells a lot better than Lysol. And so it's our air sanitizing linen spray. It comes in 5 different fragrances.
Let me see. Where's it at?
I sent you one. I sent you 2 of them.
Well, I ain't got them yet, but you don't have none right there?
Yeah, I do.
I want to see it. Brains, we got to know what we shopping for.
Okay. So.
Let me see. Oh, wait, let me get a close-up of that. Hold it. Yeah, okay. Oh, that looks a pretty bottle, too.
Thank you. So this one is Caribbean sea salt.
Ooh.
And then the other one is lavender fields.
Wow.
And so I have five different ones. I mean, they all look the same. The labels are different and it tells you. And so what I like to do with these is you can use them in your bathroom, your guest bathroom or your bathroom as an air freshener. But one of the things I do for sure is when I have, like when I wash my linen and I'm getting ready to put it on my bed, I spray it down with that and I lay it on and you have this refreshed, beautiful smell. Yeah. Or when I was interviewing cleaners in my office, when they would come and go, I would just spray my office with that. And that way I didn't have a fresh, yeah. Cause then some people would be like, oh, you know, I'm not vaccinated. I'm not going to get
vaccinated. Yeah, they got ways they bring in the bad juju. So you just go on and spread it. Yes. I know. Just spray. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have that. And then you have what else?
And so one of the things that we're working on there, and it's in production now, is it's called Cleaning Equals Clarity. Cleaning Equals Clarity is my cleaning journal that, it's a program that I'm going to start. I'm launching it in May, and people, like you said, you used to be messy, right?
Right.
And so there are people who live their lives messy and they can't figure out why they can't.
I know. This is wonderful. This is wonderful timing because I know somebody that really, really needs that.
Yeah.
And they don't even know where to start. It's like.
They don't know where to start. They feel bad about themselves. They don't really want to be in that situation. And so it's a journal that we take you through one day at a time. It's a small Facebook group that we created. And you're going to go, I'm going to start with you from day one on how, because I've been messy. But I know that it's not a good way to be and live and want to be successful. So
and it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. You go to somebody's house.
Yeah, you can't keep company. You don't want anybody to come over because you're embarrassed and you know that that's not the way that you're supposed to live.
Or you got to hurry up and try to do that. And always, brains, clean your bathroom. Because I don't care what happens. Somebody come over to your house, 10 times out of 10, they're going to have to use the bathroom.
That's right.
And you know, one of my girlfriends had young daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, but before Miss Mahoney can go in the bathroom, you need to go in there and clean it up. That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
That's sanitary.
But it's the way people live. But I tell you, in my ebook, once you go to my website and you put in your information, of course, we're gonna give you that ebook as a free gift. It tells you on 50 tips and tricks on how to keep your house clean, how to do it in a quick manner. It doesn't take a lot of time to keep your house neat and clean. One of the things that I tell people. You don't want to have a messy house. Stop taking things in. Stop buying things that you know good and well you're not going to use. Right?
Throw it out. When you use something, put it away right then.
Put it away right then and there. One time, I had a friend that she would talk about her husband, and it was funny. But then I found out other people do the same thing. Her husband would he liked to cook. But he would go in the kitchen and every cabinet that he opened, he would never close it. So she would always know that he was in the kitchen because he'd open these cabinets and just leave it that way. And it was just like a simple, she had to like say, close it. Let's do this. Let's take step by step. Why do you do this? That's something in his brain that.
Exactly. And that's what I was just saying. You know, I just had another woman and I'm going to run you guys show parallel. That was a declutterer.
Ah, interesting.
And teach people how to be organized. But people have an emotional attachment, Marissa, to stuff.
They do.
Stuff around them is comforting. You know, Aunt Martha's cookbook and it's falling apart. You can't even read the pages, but it was Aunt Martha's.
And you don't even cook. Do you need that cookbook?
You don't need that cookbook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now other things. It's like mopping the floor. People don't like to mop the floor. But now they have these wood floors. Is wood flooring, in your opinion, as a sanitizer, better than a carpeting?
Yes and no. Carpeting keeps a lot more dander. But if you're going to get wood flooring or laminate flooring, then you need to clean it more often. Because people will vacuum once a week. I have laminate floors in my office and I notice that I'm having to sweep or swift these floors at least two or three times a week. Wow. Because because of the fact that, well, I live in Texas too. And so our air is different. So you're seeing the dust particles that are always in the air. And so they settle somewhere, right? And that's what's going to be on the floor. With carpet, you're not going to see it. But if you're a person with allergies, you're going to be affected by it.
Right. So what is the average cost for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,400, 1,500 square foot home? What's the average for a house?
For a deep cleaning, or are we talking a recurring business?
Okay, let's start with the deep cleaning, because y'all got to start with the deep cleaning, and then you have a maintenance.
Deep cleaning. So for a deep cleaning, it's going to run you about $350. And what you get with that is your baseboards, your ceiling fans, your window sills, your blinds, the inside and out of the refrigerator and the oven. We're going to make your beds. We're going to clean and sanitize your bathrooms. We're going to wipe down the cabinets in your kitchen as well as in your bathroom. We're going to give you a lot of bang for your buck. And so we're going to start off with that to get your house ready for us to come back and maintain it for you.
Okay. So what are we looking at? Maintenance every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks? Just depends on how you live. You know,
depends
I get it.
Depends on how you live. Every 2 weeks is what you'll see is most common. And so every 2 weeks, what we're doing is it's $140 for that size home that you're talking about, as well as if they come in, depending on the promotion for that month, they may get their 6 cleaning free, just depending on what they get.
There's somebody right there that need their house clean. Girl, get your business. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's okay. They can, it'll go automatically to the office number.
So how does it feel to be an entrepreneur, to be a boss?
I love it.
Feel? You love it? What do you love about it?
I love being able to write my own paycheck. Mm. I love being able to know that I am helping other people put groceries on their table. I'm helping other single parents help with their bills. I'm empowering other women who inspire to be an entrepreneur as well. I'm setting a great example for my daughters who I want them to see that mom is doing it, and she's doing it. Of course, I'm not going to cut my husband out, because a lot of things that I've been able to do is because he does work a traditional job. However, if I ever needed to, I could do this on my own.
What? Okay. And again, I've been married 37 years. God bless the child as God his own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you do what you want with that. And I let him know I got some. And dare you. Yeah, dare you to, because I work hard. I contribute to this. Now, when it comes down to it, it's 50-50, but you best to know that we evenly yoked, because it comes to a point where women are so encapsulated and in love, or tricked up, tricked out, that you don't have eye water to cry with. Yes. And then when he leaves, you might get a settlement, but if you don't know how to work a business and invest it, you lose it all.
You lose it all. And with that being said, you know, with women, a lot of times when we're married and we have children, we find ourselves so busy being a wife and a mother that sometimes you lose yourself, right? And so for the years, I had to catch myself for a moment and say, hey, I have a business as well. I can't, you know, only focus on my kids and my husband. I have to focus on growing something, because the worst thing in the world is to have a business and not make any money.
Girl, you know, you then that's a jobby hobby.
That's a jobby hobby.
That's a jobby hobby.
And one of my things that I tell both my daughters, because they're both entrepreneurs in their own way, the energy and the time that you give your business is what it's going to give back to you.
Absolutely.
So if you spend 10 minutes a week on your business or whatever that is that you're doing, that's what you're going to earn. That's what you're going to get back. But if you grow and cultivate your business and nurture it and put your time, energy, and love into it, it's going to give it back. And I tell that to my housekeepers as well. You guys, you're cleaning houses. You have to love what you do.
You know what? And I
have to love
that's a newbie on me. I will do it, but to say that I love it.
No,
but there's certain things I love. I do love to clean my bathroom, because I love a good, that makes me feel good. I love to garden, and I'll cut the grass. But girl, I hate washing dishes to this day. I'm 60 years old. And I put them in the dishwasher and I do it because I got to keep it clean. But my husband is immaculate. I mean, he's retired military. So he puts that, and he makes the bed. Girl, he make the bed, and you can bounce a quarter off that sucker.
Oh, I love that.
Don't put them thousand thread count sheets, and, you know, I know it's calling card. Come on in here, girl.
Yeah.
And he has the house always, and he told me, he says, I'm about to retire again from my second career, and all I want to do is clean the house and cook for you. I told him, baby, you could put in your papers tomorrow.
Wow, that's a good husband.
He is a good husband, and I want him to be able to enjoy that. But you know, you said something that was very that kind of summed it all up about, you know, cleaning up things and being responsible, understanding business, because it is a business.
It is.
So not being afraid to make the ask, not being afraid to grow and expand and bring more people in to collaborate, to support. All these things are important because the entrepreneur is the toughest job you can have, Braze.
It is.
Okay, like Marissa was saying that, you know, folks don't even want to come to work no more. This is called the Great Resignation. She got jobs. People have houses that need to be cleaned, and nobody wants to go to work.
Yeah. Yeah. But one of the things that I tried to do with my cleaners that I guess was a more of a cooperative move on my end was I had some cleaners that wanted to come in and be home by the time their kids got off of school. And then I thought about it. My first thought was I can't accommodate them. But then I thought about it. A happy cleaner is going to be a happy cleaner. A person that knows that their kids are going to be taken care of, that they can be home to get their kids off the bus. And so I had to start shifting myself and saying, okay, pick the shift that you want to work. And not keep in mind, the more houses you clean, the more money you make. But if you're just willing to work one or two houses a day or 1 or 3 days a week, I accommodate that because I had to put myself in that position. If you don't know how your kids are going to be when they get off the bus, if they're going to be safe, how would that make you feel as a parent, right?
Right. It's additional stress.
It's an additional stress too. So then I had to change my thinking. I'm like, okay, no, Marisa, you have, because my youngest child is 18. She's graduating high school. It's been a long time since I had to worry about, you know, let me go get her off the bus, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Latchkey kids. And, you know, and to the flexibility of a job like this, because your kids get sick. And you get sick, or you might be a part-time caregiver to someone. Mm-hmm. You never know. So again, it's great money, you know, and then the people that clean your house, you clean it right, girl. I saw the way she cleaned that oven. I sure did. $25 extra.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
valued the work that she did.
Yeah. And she's happy. Yeah, she's happy. She's really, really good. But Brains, I want you to think about all the messes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your financial, your spiritual, your relationships, your business, your heart, your health, everything in your life cannot be a mess. So sometimes you're going to have to clean it up. And whatever that takes, if that takes an organizational class to understand how to put things in proper order, put them back where they are, that's anything. Mm-hmm. Put things back in order. Mm-hmm. Get it straight.
Absolutely.
Keep it clean, keep it dusted. Allow yourself some space because you cannot work in a cluttered space. There's no room to gain abundance. You got to have space.
There's no room to gain abundance, none. And I tell people all the time, like you were talking about some people, I think it was your cousin who had a pristine, clean home. Now, in our business, those are the people that you have to kind of watch out for because those are the difficult clients. Those people who have everything in its place and the cleaners love to clean those houses, but I guarantee those are the people who will complain a little bit more, right?
Oh, yeah, they'll be underfoot. Now, this is one thing. This is two things I want to say. One is licensed and bonded. See, I'm not like that. You can't fix my plumbing. You can't do nothing in my house without me being home. I'm not going to be up under you. And sometimes I like to watch, you know, what you're doing, not trying to eagle eye, but you can't be in my house. So your cleaners, they go in, they're licensed, they're bonded, you're insured for all that kind of stuff for when they go in there, you know, and it's a trust factor. You have to build up a trust. You have to build up a rapport because people lie too. Oh, you know, something, you know, they might have an insurance claim and they got the diamond ring and say it's a house cleaner. You know, there has to be a trust there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. In my 20 years of business, there's been one situation where people are, okay, I always say this, we're strangers coming into your home. Something comes up missing, who are you going to make, blame? You're going to always, it's always going to be the housekeepers, always. However, when people do that, well, can you ask the housekeepers if they saw my diamond ring or if they saw my, you know, necklace or my whatever? Of course, we're going to always do that. But in my 20 years, there's been one time where someone actually did take it. Clean background, everything. It almost cost, I cried. I took it personally. This is my baby. My business is my baby.
Right.
I was upset. I was, and the customer canceled, of course, after 7 years of service. She canceled. A year later, she called me back and said, I know that you're a person of integrity and I want you guys to come back.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was beautiful. I cried. I accepted her back and she accepted us because it's that's one of the things I take pride in. We do background checks. You're not going to have a bad background.
You don't do it until you do it. But you know, there's that other cleanup woman, honey. They wrote a song about it. Okay. You got that little hottie that coming in on Tuesday and Thursday and she make up the bed after she done been in it.
There you go.
You got to watch her too. But I'm going to tell you a sweet story in honor of my mother. So my mother used to do day work in Pacific Palisades, very prestigious, highbrow place in Hollywood Hills. Yeah. We're on the Hollywood Hills of California. And the woman said, oh, Bertha, I love you. I just love you so much. She says, I want to make you a rich woman. She says, I want to take a few dollars out of your paycheck every week and put it towards my investment. I'm investing in a business. Well, you know, my mama from old school, she had a baby at 14. She had three kids. She was doing day work. She said, no, I can't afford to, you know, to let you take anything out of my there. And I don't know much about business and this, that, and the other. Girl, do you know what that business was?
What?
See's Candy.
Really?
See's Candy. I told her, you'd be living sweet right now.
Yes, you would.
So I say that to say this, okay? I paid attention to that. I never forgot that story. Mm-hmm. So I'm working in the grocery store, highbrow grocery store in Westwood, California. And this woman comes through with her baby and her nanny. She comes through my line. I don't care if there's 15 people on my line. She gonna wait for me because she loved me. Mm-hmm. And she always used to bring me these cookies. And she said, I'm about to start a business, but my husband doesn't think that I'm gonna make no money. He doesn't have any faith in me. She says that I'm the brains behind all the money that we have right now. She said, would you like to invest in my business? I said, I sure would. Cause I thought yeah. about it was, do you know what that is?
What?
Mrs. Fields cookies.
No way.
Baby. And I'm getting residual checks to this day. Hear me when I say, so I say that to say this, I don't care if you cleaning toilets, if you restaurant, I don't care what you're doing. Take a little bit of money and put it to the side and be a risk taker.
That's right.
No, be a risk taker. Invest in it because there's opportunities there. And there is no job that's below anybody else. And there's another thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say this to everybody. And, you know, black folks, you can get mad if you want to. Do what you do. But I had a little transaction I had to do. And every single worker that came was Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Every single, and they came with pride. They was on time, dignity. They had their price. They are about their business.
Yes.
Okay. And there's a bunch of folks that, you know, I don't know what it is, but I tipped my hat because Rosa came, the guy installed the television I need to do on time. And then I said, if I give you a little tip, will you do a little extra? They about their grind. They about their money. So the only person you have to be mad at is yourself.
Is yourself. I'm not going to say it's my preference, but my Hispanic cleaners have been the best to me, right? My cleaners that come from Mexico and come here to make a better life for themselves. One of my cleaners, after working with me 2 years, she goes, Miss Marisa, I'm ready to do it on my own. And I'm like, okay. She goes, but I need one favor. I said, well, what favor is it? And she said, I want your voice to be on my answering machine. And I was like, you want my voice? She said, yes, I want your voice. It was my pleasure because she was always intimidated because she had a broken accent and broken English. And right, she just right. never, but, you know, she came here and went to school in the nighttime and learned how to speak English. And now she and I collaborate. We collaborate all the time. When I don't have enough cleaners, I'm calling Neri. Neri, hey, can you guys take
That's
care of this?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
It's collaboration and it's not competition. When we walk into the mall, there's 100 stores, but they're all making money, right? So it's the consumer's choice who they go with. And so there's no reason for us not to collaborate and to work together.
You can't make all the money. All the money's not meant for you.
It's not.
What people want is choices and options. Mm-hmm. They want choices and options. Well, you have been a wealth of information. This has been so fun because this is not your normal interview that you talk about the deep diving of cleaning. But Blaine, you better get your stuff together and clean your stuff out.
You better. It's important.
You
clean
better.
Your mind, clean your brain, clean your space. You'll be surprised how productive you are. Go to our website, download that 50 tips and tricks on to keep to a clean home. It's an ebook.
Tell them where to get it. Tell them where to get it.
They can get it from www.bayareacleaningpros.com. Put in your information and we'll send you that ebook. And I'm telling you, it will change your life.
Well, I'm gonna get it and download it for a couple people. And I'm mm-hmm. gonna run this 2 or 3 times because it's simple, but it's not simple. And then you have to look at, you know, what is, again, like you said, clean to you mm-hmm. and clutter to you versus somebody else's space where you got a person that you can't get, you know, you can't get a hair out of place. Thank you so much, Marissa. You are the business, a clean machine queen. Thank you for being on the edge, baby.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure. It's just been awesome. And your energy is just, it's actually contagious because you've got me all excited just being
good. Yeah, girl, you got me in here. I'm telling you something. When I get off the phone with you, I am about to dust from top to bottom and clean my desk. Bye, brains. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Thank you so much.